Now, more of the Pensacola Expert Panel with Ruthie C. on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel with Ruthie C. This half hour is presented by Gulf Coast Air Care, who is responsible for the information and opinions expressed during the show. Good morning. Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Ruthie C., and I am joined this morning by Mr. Todd St. Ors of Gulf Coast Air Care. Good morning, Todd.
Hey, Ruthie, how are you?
I am doing well. Right. I love your intro music. I think that's
well, you know what? We just have to air drum. You know, Wendy started that, and Bridget kept it going, and you know, because we're musical. We're musical. We just found out, Ruthie and I were talking, and so a common link between my youngest daughter, Sarah, who does the jingle on the commercials that we have.
Yeah.
And so she taught you how to dance, how to swing dance.
She did, yes. She taught me how to swing dance and the rock steps and the kickbacks and all that fun stuff.
She's tried to teach me, but I have two left feet, so anyways.
So she didn't get it from you.
And the only dancing she's doing right now is she lives in New Orleans, so they're dancing, you know, sidestep dancing out of the way of this storm that's coming over there. So hopefully she'll. Sarah Shea, if you're listening, get your car parked up in a high spot and get out of the way.
That's right. You can come over here. We miss you, Sarah.
Anyway, so yes, it's good to be back. It's good to see you. I was out of town for a little bit, and I was in a really dry climate, and I get back here, and it's like, oh, yeah.
Welcome back.
I remember why the indoor air quality business is so important here, because of the humidity and the temperatures and just, you know, it snowed on me this week. And I came home, and I was like, "Oh my gosh, it's humid here." So, it's just been an adjustment. Well, it's good to be back at sea level.
Yes, welcome back. And I know in those drier climates, sometimes it's like, "Oh, do I want a nosebleed or do I want to go home and have frizzy hair?" Like, I think I'll take the frizzy hair.
Gosh, my beard. Well, I was out in Colorado. My beard got huge and like just fluffy, and I think it turned way whiter. I had two offers to do Santa Claus work, and I was like, no, I'm going back to Florida.
I'll go back to my business.
So, anyways, so if we can help you at Gulf Coast Air Care, here we are talking about dancing and weather and all that kind of stuff. Our number is 934-2768. We're over in Gulf Breeze. We're doing the loop drive around like everybody is. Seems to be that, you know, everybody's tolerating and kind of figuring out that traffic and all that, but we're still servicing areas in Baldwin County and in Escambia, Santa Rosa, and Okaloosa, Walton County as well. We're licensed in Florida and Alabama for the work that we do on, you know, the AC work, duct cleaning, and just kind of figuring out like why is it doing this and how do we fix this? Mm-hmm. And that's what we can help you with at Gulf Coast Air Care. Our website is gulfcoastaircare.com, and we're just happy to jump in and help if you have questions or concerns.
Very good. Yeah, and I think that's so important for everyone to know. Licensed both in Alabama and Florida. So
right.
That's a huge range, Todd, from Baldwin County all the way out to Walton. So
right.
You guys are on the road a bit.
And, you know, we're certified contractors, so we can work in any jurisdiction in the state of Florida. You know, I've had offers to go down and work on, you know, big VA projects down in South Florida, and I just turned those away like, you know, you guys have your own issues down there and your own, you know, network of support and all that. And, you know, that's one of the things, having been in business 26 years here in Pensacola, we do have a support network of people that kind of understand and they abut what we do in their trade or skill. So if there's something that we find that we can't figure out, we know somebody from the last 25 or 26 years that, you know, we've been working with, and we'll refer them over to you. But, you know, we get all these crazy questions. I was listening to the last half hour, and that guy David called in with a sweating vent. So, and I know that was a, you know, that was a taped show. But, David, if you're still out there listening, check the insulation wrap around the outside of your register, because probably somebody did put in a fancy new air conditioner. This is a common one we see. You put in a fancy new high-efficiency air conditioner in a house that was built. He said his house was built in 72, and nobody ever looked at the duct. It's probably got the original duct in it. And so now we've definitely changed the dynamic there, and we're sweating like the outside of a glass iced tea. And one of those things is, you know, how much insulation is there? You know, how much exposed area is there where you're getting condensation or sweating? You know, that's a common one, a question or a concern that we get from people. So, you know, and the other thing is you have a change out. Now, we're getting into that time of year where the air conditioner's not running nearly as often or as frequently as what it was. And so the humidity is amplified, or the performance of the air conditioner is amplified, or the lack of performance, maybe we should say, is amplified because, you know, we still have a lot of humidity, but we're not using the air conditioner nearly as much. Like today, it's a little gloomy, mm-hmm. you know, and it's like, do I really need air today?
I had that exact thought this morning.
The comfort, you know, it's like, so what did you leave your thermostat on when you left the house?
Well, I left it on, we usually bump it down to like 71 in the nighttime to uh-huh. sleep, and I bumped it up to about 74 because my dog is there, and she's a golden with like a double coat and stuff.
Oh,
so
I
don't want
right.
her to be hot inside, but it's shady, or like, you know, like you said, cloudy today, so it's not just beaming down on her.
Right,
so I left
it
at 74 and a fan on. So I hope she's okay.
Okay. So not the fan on the air conditioner, but a fan in the room.
Fan, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Okay, good, good. So, you know, when you have a golden with a double coat, it's really important to have a good air filter. And if
you know
what I say, if you don't have a good air filter,
you are one.
So, you know, the dog and the traffic in the house and how you run the thermostat, that will all contribute to stuff in the indoor environment. You know, and the last caller, I'm just referencing that because I heard it driving over. You know, what can I do before I have to get a professional involved? Well, good air filtration is one of the things that, you know, you want to have an air filter that's sized appropriately. You want to have an air conditioner that's sized appropriately, but you can't typically figure that out on your own.
Mm.
You need to have a professional or somebody who's in the business tell you what size unit you need. And, you know, I have these people all the time. We started out with 2.5 tons. We went to 3 tons. We enclosed the back Florida room porch. Now we're at 3.5 tons. That thing is still way oversized. And, that short runtime doesn't allow the air conditioner to work correctly. It doesn't allow the humidity to be taken out. And then, you know, the return is not sized correctly, so the filter's not big enough. There's all kinds of tweaks and things that you can do to bring that back into shape. But if you have an oversized air conditioner, the only really fix for that is get sized appropriately. You know, I see people that they spend $6,000-$8,000 on a new air conditioner, and it's too big.
Oh, no.
And then you go in and try and coach them up like, well, you know, this air conditioner is oversized by about a ton, and that's really a problem. And, you know, you just don't want to hear it because, I've spent $7,000 on this thing, and now you're telling me it's too big? What happened? You know, and that's where heat load calculations and, you know, kind of using somebody who really understands the big picture is that's really important. And that's what we do at Gulf Coast Air Care. We are not out there doing, you know, 20 changeouts a week and, you know, 15 trucks on the road and all that kind of stuff. We do solutions one house at a time permanently, you know, on purpose, and you end up with the ultimate indoor environment. You know, and I think that's just been my approach to educate people what they should be looking for and how they can get that. And do some of it on their own, and then augment some of that stuff with, you know, professional like us at Gulf Coast Air Care.
And we have a question coming in, Todd, from a text message. This says, I have dust gathering around certain vents. What could be the cause? So maybe not all the vents, just certain vents.
Right, right. So, and that's a common one we see. Good question. Thank you for texting that in. So there's probably a little bit of leakage right at the register where it comes through the ceiling. I'm assuming it's a ceiling vent. And what happens is the airflow moving causes dust and particulate to come through the little gap, crack, or hole around the register, and that's a pathway for dust to come from the attic. And then, you know, as the airflow blows out, depending on how you have the louver set on the vent, you'll see it accumulate right around the ceiling, or it's kind of got a blowout pattern on it. You'll see a shade or a shaded darkened area in the ceiling or in that register area where it blows on. Oftentimes, you know, we see light colored bedding and we see these little black specks that blow out on the bed. and that sort of thing. And if you get that only in a couple of areas, it's just a minor fix on those vents that have it. You know, and one of the things that we see, you know, there can be variations in this type of issue, but one of the things that we see is close to the unit or all the way at the far end of the unit, because the airflow is trying to get out through the trunk line and dump into the room as easily as it can. And so the path of least resistance is the closest first vent to the air conditioner, or all the way to the end of the trunk line, because it flows all the way to the end and that's where it flows out. So that's a couple of things that we see that are you know, similar to the question that they asked on just a couple of vents. You know, and we get that too with odors. You know, because Lisa was talking about in the last half hour, she was talking about musty odors and all that. That's an indication that there's a moisture driven issue there, and those musty odors can be localized or they can be throughout the entire house. And that's one of the questions that we want to try and figure out, like, you know, because the duct system is kind of like a roadmap into every room. And, you know, so some roads are better than others. You know, the trunk line, the big part of the ductwork is an interstate, and then the little two-lane road leads to the bathroom and back to the closet and that sort of stuff. So just to make an analogy. And you really have to get up and do, you know, a lot of the problems that we find, Ruthie, are they're out of sight, out of mind. You know, because the ductwork's up in the attic, you know, and you don't spend a lot of time. Have you been up in your attic?
Not even one time. Not once. I don't know if I can fit up there.
Ooh, yeah. So it's a tight one, huh?
I think so. Well, the solar panel guys got up there. Okay, so, but I gotcha. I know that's not what they were looking for. Right, so like you're saying, if you're not looking at it every day, it's not staring you in the face.
Well,
you might not think about it.
Yeah. So we spend a lot of time in attics, which makes our summers brutal. Ooh. But that's when people call us. You know, they get a $600 power bill. Their house is not comfortable. Mm. And they call us in June. You know, it's like, now's the time, people. From now going forward until next March, let's knock out this attic work. If you've got something, if you even think you have something, call us, 934-2768 at Gulf Coast Air Care. We'll do an assessment. We'll give you an idea of what's going on and help you prioritize. Okay, what should I do first, second? I got a couple of three things I need to address. We can help you prioritize that. If it's attic work and you also need insulation, let's get the duct system fixed first in the attic and then insulate after. You don't want to insulate for, you know, I have people that do this all the time. Like, oh, well, I can do that insulation on my own and get the machine and blow it up. But if you have the duct work that's needs to be addressed, don't fill up the attic with insulation before you do that. You know, that's where we can help you with an assessment and inspection and a prioritized list of, you know, here's what's going to make the biggest impact. You know, and at Gulf Coast Air Care, we have been doing this for a lot of years, so we're really pretty good at it. I have a really seasoned crew of guys that are, you know, they have been around, they have a lot of experience, and so we can help you. Call us at 934-2768. We're over in Gulf Breeze. Our website is gulfcoastaircare.com. And, you know, we're happy to jump in and help out and see what's going on. So,
I like that's such a great tip, is that because I'm that type of person, be like, well, what can I do myself, especially before I call someone else in? You know, I want to go in saying I have engaged in my home ownership. I've done some of the work myself. But like, that's such a great point. It's like, if you fill up your whole attic with insulation, I imagine that's going to make it inconvenient at best.
Yeah, we got to swim through it.
Yeah, to get in there and get to the ducts.
Right, so. Right. And then it smashes it all down, you know, because the insulation is based on loft and all that. And the duct needs to be insulated and sealed as well. And that's something that... you know, with the pandemic, how we've been handling a lot of this stuff is, well, if you can get some pictures and send them over to us, you know, then we have a no contact kind of a base to start with, you know, before we come out and go into your attic and do an inspection. And, you know, because a lot of people are still concerned with the pandemic and the issues that everybody's having. So, you know, smartphone technology is great. You can take a picture of air conditioner, the filter, the vent size. You send that all over to us, and then we're happy to help you kind of figure out, okay, what's the starting point? And then, you know, just by foam, like, okay, I want you to look at this, this, and this. You know, get some foam and seal up around the bottom of the pedestal where the unit sits in the top of the heater closet. And, you know, let's address some of this microbial issue. You know, so there's a lot of things that we can help you with to get started. And, you know, that's what we do at Gulf Coast Air Care. And then the difficult stuff, you know, we're here for you to be able to, you know, kind of assess and take care of the corrective action that you need. You know, because, you know, once you got 25 years in the business, we see a lot of things that are common, you know. And every once in a while we'll get a stumper like, you know, we all put our heads together at the shop. Like, what in the world is going on at this house?
I bet those are interesting.
Well, they are, you know, and it's always a factor of, well, the people are, you know, changing the thermostat, you know, and they've had three different changes maybe, and they don't know what triggered the issue. And so, and then everybody gets confused. They're all, you know, they're just kind of bound up over, well, we think it's this, we think it's this. We, you know, we did windows, we did insulation, we did air conditioning system, we did, you know, we added the this bedroom on, we enclosed the back port, we, you know. So, and in my business, what I think about is, you know, we've got it down, it's simply gaps, cracks, and holes. And, you know, and it's an equation where we try and stay in balance. So we got the air conditioning, and we got the people, and we got the indoor environment, and all that makes an equation in balance. When you start changing things on either side of the equation, things start to swing in and out, and you get these variations. Which, and if you change five or six things, you don't know what happens. It's like all of a sudden, you know, like I don't know what's going on, but this is definitely not comfortable. It's not. It's not good. We can't figure this out.
So all that algebra I thought I would never use in my adult life, that you're telling me it's coming back into play here. And
you know, algebra one, that's as far as we get. We're not getting into calculus, differential equations, or anything like that. But it is an equation. We want everything to stay in balance. And so, you know, that's one of the things where we can help you figure out, like, okay, what's actually going on here? And, you know, like Lisa said, monitoring humidity and temperature together will give you such a better idea of what's comfortable, because in this climate, we want to shoot for 40 to 50% relative humidity. Now, when it starts to cool down like this and we go into a nicer season where we don't have as much heat and we don't use as much air conditioning, the air conditioning doesn't run as much. So it's like, well, now what do we do? One of the things to do is use a whole house dehumidifier to take care of that load that the air conditioner is no longer needing to do, because, I mean, you know, in the middle of the end of October and into November, there's a lot less call for air conditioning, which has an effect on the indoor environment. So
I'm thinking about people who are thinking about starting those projects, like you mentioned, like you want to close in the back porch, or you're adding another bedroom. This is just an important piece of that, again, the equation. What are you going to do to adjust on the other side, or what is that going to mean for your ductwork? So make sure you're factoring in, like, into your budget and everything.
Well, and you know, so we go out and we pull out this flow hood, which is a giant tube thing that we use to measure airflow. So we want to measure airflow, like, where do you not have airflow? Where do you have excess airflow? And let's balance the system. Most residential systems don't have any balance features in them. So there's no valves or butterfly dampers or anything like that. The only thing you got is just a lever on the vent, which you can kind of open and close. But from the backside, to be able to balance airflow or whatever, you don't have those features in there. So we bring out the flow hood and measure airflow, and people are like, oh, what's that thing? It's like, well, you've had three contractors out here, and this is the first time you've seen a flow hood. So obviously everybody was guessing at it. And, you know, that's one of the things that I have a lot of toys, a lot of tools, a lot of technology and test equipment and all that. We don't guess at anything, because when you guess, I mean, you're just hoping that it's like, we test everything. And, you know, when we test it, then we have data, you know, we have solid numbers that we can use to make valid solutions to your indoor environment. And, you know, even that comes with duct cleaning. You know, there's a little bit of testing and, you know, some verification that goes on with air duct cleaning, because that's the way we started cleaning systems. And then we started realizing, wow, we've cleaned this system 3 times in 10 years. Something's wrong here.
Mm.
There's a house in East Hill. I remember this. And the lady said, yeah, well, you know, is that normal? I said, not really. And then so that led us down to, like, looking at, you know, deeper diagnostic stuff. And we found that there was leakage. There was, you know, the air conditioner was big, but the duct system was still set up for the smaller air conditioner that they had. And, you know, so there was incompatibility with some of the equipment. You know, a lot of these guys will change air conditioners and never even look at the duct.
I was just thinking that probably could happen. Like,
gosh,
you get a new unit, but like you said, your infrastructure, your highways and your interstate isn't ready to handle that.
That's it. Like, what? We're going to put 80,000 more trucks on this road? Hey, we can't handle this.
Please don't, right?
Yeah,
Garston Point Bridge.
Kind of like this bridge thing over here. Like, right. Oh, man, we're on a 2-lane bridge, y'all. Everybody chill.
Right.
So
go slow.
It's it. That's it. And so on purpose, you know, ideas that are founded, tested, and data certified. That's what we deal in, where, you know, it's just like, this is not just a guess. This is what needs to happen for this particular house or this particular indoor environment. And, you know, we do residential and commercial work. We do big stuff as well as small. So, you know, we can help you. Call us at Gulf Coast Air Care, 850-934-2768. You know, we're happy to jump in and give you our opinion. If you need a second opinion on, this guy was telling me all kinds of crazy stuff. Well, you know, just bounce that off of us. We're happy to either validate or kind of help you get pointed in a different direction, or, you know, kind of enhance your understanding of what somebody's trying to tell you is going on. So, you know, there's some information on our website at gulfcoastaircare.com. But, you know, we're just happy to jump in and help out with any of the stuff that you have. Filtration is one thing that's really important. Just get a good filter. Our AirSafe filter is easy to change. It catches a lot of humidity or a lot of dust and particulate. And then get a humidity monitor for those humid issues, so at least you have an understanding of where you're at. Because if you're just, you know, doing one of these numbers, like, oh yeah, it feels kind of moist in here or whatever. So, you know, that's just, you need to. Technology is pretty easy to find. It's fairly inexpensive for stuff that you need to kind of figure out what's going on. And, you know, then keep our number close by. It's 850-934-2768, Gulf Coast Air Care. We're happy to help out with something as simple as dust or particulate, duct cleaning, and things as complicated as, you know, bath fans or new duct systems or, you know, an attic renovation. You know, I've said that before, and people are like, an attic renovation? Like, oh, yeah, there's a lot going on up there. It's just out of sight, out of mind. You know, and that's one of the things that we can help with as far as being able to get you down the path of a clean, healthy, energy-efficient, comfortable indoor environment. Because, you know, that's what we do at Gulf Coast Air Care. We've been doing that for a lot of years.
And in the last couple minutes here, Todd, is there any like timely tip, like you said, of course, like keeping your filter clean, but now that, like, as we're changing into the seasons, anything you'd be like, I would love to see people doing this right now?
Yeah, so here's one for you. Before the heater needs to come on, turn the heater on. Open the windows and doors on a day that it's fairly nice. Turn that heater on and blast that out. Get that first cycle out of the way, and then do that before it's time for the heater.